الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
اللهم ربحثنا. brother requested just to fill in all the gaps, inshallah. Make this off. If you can just stand up, make sure the gaps are all filled in. Jazakallah. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa amma ba'd. As individuals in life, we go through various highs and lows. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us blessings. A person may have a child one day and then may have an illness another day. And all of this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our belief is, فَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. That all good and bad comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our job is to be happy with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That رَضَى بِالْقَضَى, that we are happy with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to certain low points in a person's life, where a person is tested, it may be because of a terminal illness, it may be because of a court case, it may be because of not being able to find a spouse, it may be because a person can't have any children and is suffering from infertility, it may be because a person has difficulty with rizq, sustenance, it may be a person has a child and that child is disobedient or that child is ill. We have these moments within our life where a person needs to and wants to do something. Maybe a person has lost their friend or close family member. So the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so vast, so great, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that as human beings He is going to test us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knowing that we will find it difficult, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us such an amal, such an action that brings relief to a person. So when a person is going through a difficulty, whatever it may be, what we've listed, then he has a amal, an action, that he can call to, which will make him have a sense of relief and peace within himself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His infinite mercy, has ordered us in the Qur'an to hold firm onto this amal as well, this action as well. Allah mentions in the Quran, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. That call out to me, I will answer. That make dua to me. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. That when my servant asks about me, then tell him I am near. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. That I answer the call of the one who calls me when he calls. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, أَمَّا يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ. Who is the one who answers the call of the needy one when he calls out? وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ, and removes the difficulty. وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ, and he has made you successors on the earth. أَإِلَهُمْ مَعَ اللَّهِ. Can there be a deity worthy of worship besides Allah? So on a day when we are celebrating Eid, and as believers, this should be the norm, that in our minds we may have moments where we are thinking about our brothers and sisters around the world who are not as fortunate as us, in the sense that they don't have the same blessings that we have. They're not having the same enjoyment that we are having today. And they're going through difficulty, whether that's bombing, whether that's lack of food, lack of nourishment, whatever it may be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this amal of dua, that if we hold on to this dua, it'll bring a sense of relief to us that we've done something. We have tried to do something for the betterment of our brothers and sisters. So we should never ever lose this connection with dua. We undervalue dua. Remember, we undervalue dua. And one of the reasons is because we have a whole host of blessings before us. So we, even after salah, when it's such a special moment, when we ask about a special moment where du'as are accepted, many people will say the time of tahajjud. In the narration where it's mentioned that the time of tahajjud, du'as are accepted, it's also mentioned that after salah, is in the same narration, it's mentioned after salah as well. So this is why when we do du'a here, you'll see that we don't tend to do collective dua. We let every individual do their own dua. Why? Because so-and-so may have more of a need than so-and-so. And so-and-so may be in a little bit of a rush, so he is making a shorter dua today. And someone else is making wants to make a longer dua. So that connection with Allah, because once you do salam, then you are no longer you don't need to follow the imam anymore. You are your own person then. You can make dua, you can read nafil, you can do tasbih. So this is why, after salah, the dua is very important. It's not farad. But it's a very special moment. So we should make the most of that time and ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of our permissible needs. And we should ask individually, with concentration. Unfortunately for us, it's become like a ritual. Bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim. We're waiting. Because the imams have put the mic down and is he finished? We should have a focus in terms of using this time to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask for our needs. And in this majma right now, in this gathering right now, there will be an individual who's having marital problems. There will be an individual who is having financial problems. There will be an individual who has an illness, potentially a terminal illness. There will be an individual who's worried about his child for him to get married. There will be somebody else worried who's married and in terms of, there'll be someone who's lost somebody recently and they're worried about the akhirah. Who better to turn to than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who else do we have? If someone has lost a friend, can we go to any other human, any other makhluk, and say that I've lost my friend, can you help him? Can you help? If someone is suffering from not being able to have a child, can we go to somebody, a doctor, and say, can you make it that we can have children? The only being that can help us is Allah. And if we're able to, in the month of Ramadan, if we develop this awareness that Allah is there and we were conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now for the rest of the 11 months until the next Ramadan, we need to make sure that we connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by making dua. And very quickly, when we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a manner that we're in need. So if we go to somebody and we need some money, we won't go no concentration. We won't go just, I'll go ask him, I'll knock on his door. We'll find out maybe what he likes, what he dislikes, when he sleeps, when he doesn't sleep, for a human being. So we need to find out what attracts the attention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What attracts the acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What sacrifices do we make that we need to do so that those sacrifices are going to attract the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our dua. And when we make dua, if we are raising our hands, then this is a clear sign that Allah wants to accept our dua. Why? Because Allah has guided us to make dua. So He wants to give. So when we are sitting there and we're raising our hands, like a beggar, someone who begs, like a beggar, someone who is in need, completely humble, then we need to have this in our mind that my Allah is going to accept my dua. And then we will see, the benefit will be, that we will see mountains move. Metaphorically speaking, we will see mountains move. And this is ask those individuals who are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those individuals, not myself, those individuals who are the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how dua changes the course of a person's life. But unfortunately, we don't invest the time in making dua. We, collectively, don't invest the time in making dua like it should be made. So we don't experience. So when a person, imagine a person has an illness and he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he goes to the doctor and the doctor says, it's all clear. It's a miracle. And it's happened. How many times the doctor says, you can't have any children. Mashallah, 4 or 5 years later, they have 3 children, 2 children, a child. The doctor says, no. Where? Allah is the one who gives. The doctor predicts. So you ask that person that, he said, I made dua once, I'm sure Allah Ta'ala accepted that dua. And you have that yaqeen, that belief. It increases a person's iman. So the month of Ramadan was a time where we made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where we turned to Him, we beseeched Him, we were humble before Him. We need to carry this on. And on a day like this, why am I reminding? It's a day of happiness. But I'm talking about problems. Why? One of the reasons is, we can easily lose focus. A person can easily fall into the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he's happy. Why? Because he feels I'm on top of the world. I'm on cloud 9. So when we think about the problems, and everybody here will have some problem. We all have some test, small, big, however you want to see. So when we think about on a day of our happiness, it'll make us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and all of us the ability to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make dua, learn the etiquettes of dua. We don't even know how to ask, but there's etiquettes to dua, and maybe for another Jumu'ah bayan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of our ibadah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our dua. And ultimately, finally, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate the distress of all of our Muslim brothers around the world that we can see apparently. And also the distress of all those individuals that are going through distress but we can't see. Next to us, our neighbor, whoever it may be. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this. Brothers are requested to stand up, fill in all the gaps. Jazakallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فاتقوا الله عباد الله أيها المؤمنون إن من أعظم نعم الله على عباده أن جعل الدعاء عبادةً عظيمة فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الدعاء هو العبادة وقد أمرنا الله بالدعاء ووعدنا بالإجابة فقال سبحانه وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم فادعوا الله عباد الله في كل أموركم صغيرها وكبيرها فإن الخير كله بيد الله ولا مانع لما أعطى ولا معطي لما منع والله سبحانه يحب من عبده أن يسأله ويلح عليه في الدعاء وقد أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن الله ينزل إلى السماء الدنيا في الثلث الأخير من الليل فيقول من يدعوني فأستجيب له من يسألني فأعطيه من يستغفرني فأغفر له واعلموا أن دعاء المسلم لا يضيع فإما أن يعجل الله له الإجابة أو يدخرها له في الآخرة أو يصرف عنه من السوء مثلها فأكثروا من الدعاء عباد الله فإنه من أعظم أسباب تفريج الكربات ودفع البلاء أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد أيها المؤمنون اتقوا الله تعالى قال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون وقال تعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد البشير النذير والسراج المنير وارض اللهم عن الأربعة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداء الدين وانصر عبادك الموحدين اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك، اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان خصوصا في فلسطين وفي كل مكان يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم تقبل صيامنا وقيامنا وتلاوتنا وركوعنا وسجودنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. آمين يا رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. واذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. I was requested to make up the rows and fill in all the gaps quickly. Stand shoulder to shoulder.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم. لا إكراه في الدين قد تبين الرشد من الغي فمن يكفر بالطاغوت ويؤمن بالله فقد استمسك بالعروة الوثقى لا انفصام لها والله سميع عليم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين الله ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور والذين كفروا أولياؤهم الطاغوت يخرجونهم من النور إلى الظلمات أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله